Okay, it's that time of the year again. We are in the throes of the Mary from Dunloe International Festival, and every year we are blessed to have the Marys land in to have a chat with us. And I think a lot of people watch it because they'll be watching the show there on the TG Cahir player on Sunday and wondering if they can pick the right winner or not the winner or whatever. I'm joined in studio by Claire O'Donnell, who was the Donegal Mary and was the 2024 Mary from Dunloe. Quite an off year for you, Claire, really, generally speaking, wasn't it?
It was very busy. I've had the busiest year of my life,
so
actually.
So talk us through it.
Oh, it was fantastic. So basically, I've just been non-stop since I won last year. So I had a great time last year at the festival, and honestly, just being there was enough. Winning was just a complete bonus. But no, it's been really busy. I have been in London. I've done a few local things too, like switching on the Christmas lights in Dunloe. And then I obviously went to New York for Paddy's weekend, and it was fantastic. Mm. And then I obviously had a baby then in January too.
Well, so that was the kind of bit I was having a little nod towards, you know.
Yeah,
it's a busy enough schedule.
Yeah, okay.
But really exciting, and I think it's made it. It's part of the year. It's made it extra special.
Oh, it definitely is. Like another reason why it's been the best year of my life, to be honest. So yeah, probably the first for a Rain and Mary, but I had to be remembered.
Yeah, and it's that. and it's that old story, isn't it, though, about how even just being part of the competition, but certainly winning it, it's life-changing. You take it with you for the rest of your life. And I know we hear it every year, but even the doubters end up being convinced otherwise.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I'll always be the 2024 Mary from Dunloe. And I think even for all the girls that are involved, like, they'll always be. Like, I was the Donegal Mary last year. Like, you're always going to have that title. Once a Mary, always a Mary, as they say. But no, it's just amazing.
Okay, now we have the 2024 Little Miss Mary, sponsored by Ross's Credit Union. Nasa Sweeney. How do I pronounce that? Is that correct?
Nisha.
Sorry, I had two options. Come here, and I got it wrong. Come here. How are you, Nisha? What has this week been like for you so far?
Oh, it's been great. I really enjoyed meeting all the Marys. They're all so nice and funny.
And you're 12 years of age. Where are you from?
I'm from just outside Letcher, just about 8 minutes outside Dunloe.
Okay, and you're in sixth class, or going into sixth class?
No, I'm going into first year.
Oh, going into big school. All right, yeah. Okay, that's another big year. And what has been the highlight so far for you of your role as Little Miss Mary?
The highlight of my year was either doing the parade on Easter Sunday or turning on the Christmas lights in Dunloe.
Mm. And you have to hand the crown over now. When is that? It's a different day for Little Miss Mary, isn't it? Is it Saturday?
Yeah, no, they're changing it to Wednesday. And they're changing it this year as well to one Little Miss Mary, one escort, and 15 mini Marys for all the Mary contestants.
All right, okay. Yeah. Right, Alana McGlynn's the Mary's coordinator and a former Mary as well. Alana, thanks so much for calling up. It's a busy week, just even in terms of your role within the wider huge event that is the Mary from Dunloe International Festival.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us, Greg. We're delighted to be here today. It's been a crazy week. It's been a crazy lead up. We actually started the Mary Tour a wee bit earlier this year just to try and get some of our sponsors early on and to try and highlight some amazing places in Donegal, because there's people who come to the festival every year and they spend the full week in Dunloe, even all their free time. So it's great then to highlight places like Glenveagh, Fanad Lighthouse and Glen Folk Village, so that they actually have other places in Donegal that aren't too far away to go and visit. So that kind of happened all before the festival, and then we came straight into the week, and it's a whirlwind, and you're, you know, minute by minute is accounted for now for 10 days,
so, and it really is quite like that. Everything is, we've got you to 12, and then I'm sure you know exactly where you're going to be in 15-20 minutes, after that.
Yeah, we know exactly where we're going to be and we know how long we can be there. So I'd say the girls all think I'm a pure charger. They're probably annoyed at me sometimes. I'm going chop chop girls back on the bus, and you just have to be here and on time. And yeah, it is. It's a big responsibility for the committee as well. You know, it's they put in a lot of work, and that's all down to community members and volunteers.
Claire, do you do the full tour or do you dip in and out?
No, I'm doing the full tour.
Really?
Yeah, wow, so I was given the option as well, because obviously I've had Killian and stuff, but they've been so supportive, because normally the Mary does do the full tour, but I want to commit and do it like every other Mary has, but
fantastic.
They've been amazing. So they have, really amazing.
Right, okay, so should we talk about the competition a little later? What do we call it? Because I'm trying to avoid the word competition, so no, that's not necessarily the spirit of it.
No.
So But I don't know the alternative.
I suppose
word.
It is. It is a competition.
All right, yeah, we'll just go competition. All right, that's fine. I was being sort of trying to.
We would say a competition, but we would say entrance. We wouldn't really say competitors for the girls, because I think that when there is so many of them competing
entrance
like this,
is the word, actually, entrance. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And we do. We have a few new additions to the Marys this year as well, because we just felt like we weren't getting as much of an outreach, and we wanted to include other parts of the country as well. Mm. So with all those girls, I mean, I have said it to them this week. You know, you've got a 1 in 16 chance this year of winning it, and if you go in with the head on you that you're going to win and that you're going to be completely successful, you're actually going to miss the fun and the enjoyment and the chances and opportunities that you get to really bond with the rest of the girls, to enjoy your week and to spend your time getting to know the community. If you have that competitive streak in your head, you
know. Nisha, what part of this week do you look forward to most now? You know, because you're going to be handing the crown over, so you're just like going to be almost like you can enjoy it, right, as just a regular person, although you'll always be Little Miss Mary, don't get me wrong. But is there something in particular over the next wee while that you're looking forward to going to or seeing?
Well, just like to the disco, to where the new Little Miss Mary's going to be picked, like it's going to be really exciting, and then I'm just going to like be really happy for the new person.
Brilliant stuff. Okay,
that's actually happening at 5 p.m. tomorrow, in the Hall of Moore in Dunloe.
Brilliant
for
stuff.
Anyone who wants
to
enter.
Fantastic. Well, you'll be back in with us, Alana. Mary, thank you. Claire, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
You would agree that this it's very impactful on someone. Taking part's great. Winning it.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. It's just a bonus, to be honest. Like, doing it was enough, but then winning was just, like, the cherry on top. Like, it's just been amazing.
All right. Listen, thanks so much for calling in. As I say, I want a quick word with you, Alana, before before we say goodbye. But we're going to meet three more. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Greg.
All right, you are tuned to the 9 till noon show here in Highland Radio, and we are chatting to the entrants into the competition for this year. And they're taking their seats. We've actually organised this better than we have any other year. Kira Hassan, Ulster Mary, sponsored by Oysters Restaurant. Hi, Kira.
Hi.
Where are you?
Here.
Yeah, there you are. How are you getting on?
Absolutely delighted to be here.
Yeah, where are you from?
So I'm from County Tyrone, Strabane. And I'm the first ever Ulster Mary, so it's an absolute honour. And it's great to just have the opportunity to sort of branch the festival out into the north as well, just to get it up there, up in Tyrone as well, and show them what we have in Donegal.
You have strong Donegal connections as well, though, too.
Yeah, I do. I have a mobile home in Donegal, and I also, my sponsors, Oysters, Caroline and Kevin. So Caroline's mother embroidered the first ever Mary from Dunloe sash.
This is going back to the Michaela Clark collection isn't it? Yeah,
yeah,
right, brilliant stuff.
Yeah, that's her mum and dad, so... Yeah. We met up with the first ever Ulster Mary, the first ever Mary from Dunloe, on Saturday night at the official opening. So it was lovely to just have that wee connection back again.
How much have you enjoyed this part of it? Because, you know, you would have heard the tales, right? And the bonding and making friends and all that kind of stuff. But then you experience it, obviously, it can be very different. Has it met your expectations?
100%. Like, we were told that it was going to be, like, such a great week. But now that you're actually experiencing it, you realise just how amazing the festival is and what it has to offer.
Olivia Boyce is all the way from Philadelphia, or at least the Philadelphia Mary, sponsored by the Donegal Association of Philadelphia. Thank you so much for calling up to us. How has the last few days been for you?
Oh, they've just been wonderful. You know, truthfully, I didn't know what to expect coming into this week, but it's just been such a lovely time. I've had such a pleasure meeting all of the girls and visiting all the local businesses in the area. So, yeah, it's been such a great time.
Now, you're born and raised in Philadelphia, and, you know, you've spent your life amongst the Irish community over there. Is that as much as you've been exposed to the country, or have you been able to come over and visit over the course of the last 22 years?
No, I've had the pleasure of visiting Ireland twice in my life. The last time, though, I was 9 years old, so it's been quite a while.
Right, okay, yeah.
But yes, my brother played Gaelic football, so we came over for the Féile a couple of times when I was a little girl.
And what do you do for your career?
I work on the nursing team at a local hospital in Havertown, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philadelphia.
Brilliant stuff. And you're active as well, half marathon runner.
Yes, I just completed my first half marathon
this morning.
This April. Not this morning. I don't know if I would have it in me.
I'm only joking. Yeah.
But yes, I was also a high jumper at Bucknell University in Pennsylvania for 4 years in college. So.
Brilliant stuff. And what does it mean to you to be part of this festival?
Oh, it's so special to me. You know, my Aunt Karen, she was in the Rose of Tralee 20 years ago. So I heard many lovely stories from her time there, and it's just so surreal to be back here and be participating in such a lovely event.
Yeah, and it just shows how small the world is, really, because everyone kind of has a backstory or a connection or something that leads it back. Not everyone might, but it seems most people do. Tara Brady is the Midlands Mary, sponsored by the Cavan Crystal Hotel. Good morning to you. Thanks so much for calling in to us, Tara. What's the story with you?
Morning, Greg. Thank you so much for having me. So I am the first Midlands Mary ever. There has been two previous Cavan Marys, but as I said, I'm the first Midlands Mary ever. I come from County Cavan, and it's just an absolute privilege to be here representing not only Cavan itself, but the Midlands of Ireland too.
And were you very familiar with the Mary from Dunloe Festival? And there's no wrong answers there, actually, because this is about also spreading the reach of the festival as well. So yeah. No is okay as well.
Yeah. But so my family friends, Kiva O'Hagan was the Down Mary in 2018, and I come up for the festival in 2018, and just seeing how close the relationship she built and how amazing the festival was. And I always knew that I wanted to go in to do something like this. My auntie was actually Roisin O'Neill. She passed away. She was actually the Anna Lee Rose. And I knew, as I said, I knew I wanted to go in and do something like this, but I wasn't sure whether it was the Rose or the Midlands, or sorry, the Mary. And when I come up and seen Kiva in the Mary from Dunloe Festival in 2018, I just seen it was amazing. And I was like, one day, hopefully, I will be a Mary.
And you're also pretty active as well. We've got some great 400 metre hurdlers in this very county. Is that your speciality distance?
Yeah, it is. So I used to do 250 metres flat or 250 metre hurdles, but as your age group goes up, your distance changes. So 400 metre hurdles is what I do, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. All three of you. Tara, thank you so much for calling in to us. Olivia, it's great to have you over from Philadelphia. And Kira Hassan, Ulster Mary. And it's, as you say, I think it's great that it's the reach is spreading in different directions.
Absolutely,
and all.
Absolutely, yeah.
Lovely having you all in. Good morning first to, to Lucy Baskin, the Wild Atlantic Mary, Wild Atlantic Way Mary, sponsored by the Tara Hotel in Killybegs. Lucy, thanks so much for calling in. Great to see you. How are you keeping?
Hello, Greg. Thank you so much for having me. I'm great. I'm in great form today now, yeah.
From Dunkin'Ely.
From Dunkin'Ely.
Great to see a bit of love in Dunkin'Ely. I think often it's overlooked.
Yeah,
right?
It's a great spot. So it is.
It
gets mistaken for Killybegs and Donegal town too quickly. So yeah, I like to remember Dunkin'Ely.
And you like to make the most of the beautiful surroundings of Dunkin'Ely, don't you? Between getting out with the dogs into the sea.
Yeah, I'm very lucky too. I travel to Bundoran for work every day, so I travel along the Wide Atlantic Way every morning and every evening coming home from school. So yeah, and then the dogs as well. I'm very lucky to live beside the beach, so it's great, yeah.
And other things to do with the water too, rowing. So you've always used your access there.
Yeah,
to
so I started rowing when I was 16, and I rowed for my local club in Brooklis. And then Brooklis then, with the rowing getting quieter throughout the years, I got asked to row for Killybegs. So Killybegs is my current rowing club at the moment. And yeah, I've loved the rowing, and I took part in a lot of regattas, and we did the All-Ireland Championships back in 2018, where I have a bronze All-Ireland medal. So proud of that.
What is High Rocks? Is that to do with rowing?
So High Rocks then is a different competition. So High Rocks has gotten very popular recently over the past maybe 3 years. So High Rocks is 8 kilometres running, broken up into eight. So it's like 1 kilometre, 8 times. And then there's 8 different stations as well. So it's gotten world renowned now. So I'm actually travelling to Madrid in November to take part in my first ever singles competition.
Oh, wow. Because you've done it in doubles, haven't you? Mixed doubles.
Yeah, I've done mixed doubles with my partner, Shane Murn, my training partner. And then I'm currently training BMS in Killybegs in Bundoran, so they're keeping me right. Lorraine's my PT, and she's a great woman, so she is.
Good. Sounds like you have it sorted. Work nice and close. Get to drive the Wild Atlantic Way and enjoying extra curricular activities too. Sarah Hughes, UAE Mary, sponsored by McCafferty's UAE. Good morning to you.
Thank you for having me, Greg.
It's our pleasure. How are you keeping?
I'm doing good. It's been a blast. It's been a blast. Has it been a blast?
Yeah. Right, okay. Because you're originally from County Tyrone, so there's another County Tyrone connection. You've been out in Dubai now for a couple of years. What's life like out there for you?
Oh, I love it. It's myself and my partner play in a two-piece band called Fresh as Folk.
Oh, cool.
In
you have
the
to be
bar.
Careful with that one after a few drinks.
I know. Yeah, in the bar that I'm sponsored by, yeah. In McCafferty's, we play 5 or 6 nights a week, and it's great.
That's your actual career, is live music playing over
there? Yes. Well, I actually was a solicitor. Well, I am a qualified solicitor.
Yeah, of course.
But then just a couple of years ago, moved out to Dubai and had a wee life change, and now play music full time. So
wow. It's not lovely. Often in this day and age that you can make a career or you're living solely from playing music. And is become a solicitor, obviously, that's there. It's in the bag, right?
Yes.
You can't take that away from you. Is that something you hope to return into in the future?
Possibly, yes. Never close that door. I'm very fortunate to have the opportunity to play music, which is my passion, as my job at the moment.
Yeah, okay. And was it a tough call for you to accept the offer of being the UAE Mary, or the invite to take part, or however you were selected?
No, I was so excited. The UAE Mary last year, she just was glowing with and just was delighted with how it went for her last year. And it really did make me think, well, I could give it a go. I'm so excited. It's great.
So you're going to bring a touch of Irish UAE spirit. What is that? How do those two mix to
I know, what a combination. Well, I think really in Dubai, where I live, there is so much Irish community. We have a cultus in Dubai. So the music, the actual Irish traditional music, is really prominent.
There's a lot of people playing football over there.
There's a lot of GAA teams.
How many GAA teams there are across the...
There's so many, yeah.
And funny, to get a real sense of the Irish spirit, and I've said this before, unfortunately, seemingly, you do have to move somewhere else to get it, because it's alive and well in some of these far-flung places and not necessarily quite as visible closer to home. Tara Molloy's the New York Mary, sponsored by J.R. Mason. J.R. Mason Company, is it in Yonkers? Have I got that correct? Yeah.
Yes, I am. I'm also sponsored by the Mulroy Corporation.
Good.
There's a few different people there who've had a hand in making me get here to Dunlow, so I appreciate all of them.
We want to give the sponsors a big shout out.
Definitely.
In fact, I got one of these drinking cups as well.
We all have our own bottle there.
I got
how beautiful are these?
I know you have, but look. I've got mine.
Oh, you got
my own
your
name
on it.
It's great, isn't it?
And a dent.
They're treating you well anyway, Greg.
So I am now part of the, part of the whole.
You're one of us.
You'll be a Mary then as well.
Why not? It's 2025. Right, okay. Talk to me about some of the stuff you're interested in. Actually, before we do that, your connections to Ireland.
I'm actually very fortunate. I have a big connection to Donegal.
Okay.
My uncle was the first man to bring back Sam to Donegal in 1992, Anthony Molloy.
Oh, that's your uncle, isn't it?
It is my uncle. I'm very, very fortunate. So it is a sad weekend for them, but we're very proud of all the boys and Jim out there. And like I said to you earlier, we were in the town this weekend and the energy was ecstatic. So even though the loss, they're still going to have a good
time. The more time that passes, the more context comes into a situation.
That's
and
so
it
right.
is a game of footy, right? Now,
correct.
Now it might not feel like that, but that's what it is. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so you there was still a good buzz last night in Donegal Town.
Yes.
Okay,
well,
very good.
We were so fortunate to be out there.
Right, and the festival is close to your heart as well.
It is. My cousin actually was a contestant in 2013, Fiona Molloy. So I was so excited when her mommy called me up and asked me if I wanted to go this year. In the beginning, I was a bit nervous, but I'm so happy to be here and I'm glad I took the opportunity, because it would be a missed one if I didn't go.
Yeah, but it's a big chunk out of your New York life, isn't it? Because they've widened out the amount of time that you're here. You know, you have to make your own sacrifices as well, but it's paying off for you. I know
it
you're
is
happy.
So out. Much so. I'm so happy and so grateful to be here. All the girls are lovely, actually, and we've had a few sessions.
I can't wait for the tell-all book. Someone's going to write a tell-all book, and this can't be true that you're all lovely.
Oh, no, it is true, actually.
Yeah,
We've had a few sessions in the house there at night. It's a good crack is actually in the evening when we're all going to bed together and settling down. That's when we're like having the best time, actually.
Exactly, when you got your comfies on.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
The pajamas come out and that's the comfy socks are on.
Exactly right. How are you doing anything to entertain the crowds on Sunday, Tara?
I will be. With my uncle being Anthony Molloy, he also comes from a very musical family. There's 12 of them. So I'll be playing the harp on stage for everybody and a little bit of taste of something.
What about you, Sarah?
I'll play the fiddle.
The fiddle too. I think your compatriot last year danced, did you not? The Dubai Mare, I think, I believe.
No,
that's probably the year before.
Yeah.
It was the year before. And what about you?
So I actually didn't have a talent.
You're going to run a kilometre. You're going to stop at a station and run a kilometre.
So,
what do you mean you didn't have a talent? You just don't think, that you're not obliged to, you know?
So three months ago, I reached out to my friend that owns a school of music in Dunkneely, Kevin O'Donnell, and I asked him, I was like, will you please help me out with something for the
So you've learned something for it?
So I learned the tin whistle.
Okay, don't spoil it actually then, it might be. So. All right, I've seen that before and with mixed results.
I don't have high expectations
for
me.
I'm only joking. She's
going to do so great, how she is, yeah.
I know, yeah, and if you can come out from the wings with your... Yeah.
We're going to be supporting each other, that's right. That's what our sessions are for in the house, to prepare us.
Okay, listen, Lucy, been lovely meeting
you.
Lucy Baskin, the Wild Atlantic Way Mary, Tara Malloy, the New York Mary, great to see you over, and Sarah Hughes, the UAE Mary as well. Thanks.
Thank you.
You will be meeting more of your friends after this.
Watch the show live now on YouTube, Facebook, and at highlandradio.com.
Okay, we are continuing our conversations with the entrance into this year's Mary from Dunlow. Alana O'Leary is the Donegal Mary, sponsored by the Cope. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you keeping?
Good, thanks.
Good stuff. How's the whole thing been so far for you?
Oh, it's been amazing so far. I'm having such a great week. I'm just enjoying every minute and honour to be representing my
home. No one's croaking yet. What's going on? He's not... All right, you're all on strepsils or something, maybe, or maybe you're just enjoying it.
Yeah.
So you're a nursing student at Ulster University McGee campus in Derry. So how long have you got to go now before you're qualified?
Yes, so I'm studying in Ulster University and I'm going into my final year now. So that'll be next month. So enjoying every minute, but kept busy.
I hope you couldn't be like the Australian Mary in 2 or 3 years, could you, know? Are you going to stay home or what?
I'm not sure what to do yet. Yeah, I would love to travel.
You've got connections to Australia anyway, don't you?
I do. I lived there a couple of years back, and my brother actually is living over in Sydney at the moment. So I was out last year and I was visiting him. So it's lovely.
Great stuff. And you love driving. You love country music. Is that your passion stroke hobby outside of it? Do you tour around to the various shows or just local places or what?
So I love the dancing. I would go most weekends to different venues all over Ireland, and just love my dancing and jiving.
Who is your favourite?
I wouldn't have a favourite. I love them all. I couldn't give a favourite.
All right, you can send us a letter and tell us a little bit later on. Okay, bring the stuff. But you compete at driving as well. This is not just something you do for a hobby. Like, that is next level stuff.
Yeah, so I dance in different competitions, and I says, my dancing partner would be from Dunlow.
Yeah, so I know why you can't really say who's your favourite, because you're going to bump into these people left, right and centre, aren't you? But you won All-Ireland Driving Champion titles in 2019, then back in 2024, and then obviously winning local competitions, so you're pretty handy. Have you done that with the same partner?
Yes, so my dancing partner is Dominic Sharkey, and he is from Dunlow.
Okay.
So myself and Dominic, we danced in them competitions.
Fantastic.
So we have great memories.
What a great achievement it is.
Thank you.
Ellen Luff is Birmingham Mary, sponsored by Norton's Digbeth. Good morning to you, Ellen. How are you keeping?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, and thank you for having us today.
No, it's our pleasure. It's brilliant. It also helps for people to get to know you a bit, because they'll be watching on Sunday night, and there's a great level of interest, not just locally, but all over the place as well.
Absolutely. No, it's been so great to be in Dunlow, and everyone, because this is my first time here for the festival, so to meet people in the community, everyone's been so kind and welcoming and generous as well, and we've been definitely treated and spoiled, so it's lovely to be here, yeah.
And I mean, obviously, Birmingham's got a massive Irish population. Is that from where you're born?
So I'm actually from just outside, so Coventry Way, which also has a massive Irish community.
Of course, yeah.
So we're very lucky. But Norton's, who are sponsoring me, that's Digbeth, so that's probably Digbeth. The centre. Yeah, absolutely. The Tommy Shelby accent comes out. That is like the centre where you'd have like the St. Patrick's Parade. We have the Irish centre.
And you've been active in Irish pursuits, Irish dancing, since the age of 4.
Yes, with Celtica Academy, which is my school over there. And we've just finished a show about 3 weeks ago, a massive charity show. My dance teacher's amazing, Maggie Gallagher. She does so much line dancing, raising money for charity. Mm. I think she just hit her goal of 10 grand, which is amazing.
That's fantastic. It really is. And you teach dancing now as well, do you? or you're head of a school, or what's the story?
So I'm an English teacher, okay. So I work in a school. I did a little bit at university. I was the president of the dance society.
Ah,
I didn't want to leave the Irish back at home, so I brought it with me there and then took on a bit at uni as
and
well.
And life's busy. You can only take so much on, isn't that it? Too?
Absolutely.
And your connections are all over the place, but northwest, of course, Derry. You've got family connections to our neighbours, Derry.
Absolutely, yeah. My granddad and all his family are from Kilray. But we're spotted all over the place. So a few in Westmeath. I do have a few family that live in Ballybuffet. We're not necessarily from there, but that do live in Donegal.
Still counts. So it's nice to be here. Still counts. Yeah. Tick it up. All right, bring stuff. And have you a big crowd over with you? It's different. Some girls travel with lots and lots of people and others sort of do it solo almost, which I think is great.
Yeah.
It's whatever suits individuals.
Well, my dad works in Belfast, so it was really lucky. He had a work due, so he was over last weekend. They've gone back over to work and then they'll be back at the end of the
week. Lovely stuff.
Which is great.
All right. Cara Ryan is the Connacht Mary from Gracie's Bar in Sligo. Good morning, Cara. Thanks
morning,
much for
Grace.
Calling in. How are you keeping?
I'm great, thank you. Yeah,
you're from County Meath.
I am. I'm
so
from...
I take it you're on with Mr. Claffey and his crew. Have they been up yet?
Yes, we were in the marquee with them yesterday.
How was that? What was the crack like?
It was brilliant, yeah. There was a lively atmosphere in there, all right.
Did you get special treatment?
I get special treatment everywhere since I've been in Donegal. We all have been treated like absolute royalty. It's been amazing.
All right. You're from beautiful Kilmina, Westport in County Mayo. And you're a first as well, the first ever Connacht Mary. Obviously, there can only ever be the first ones, right?
Yeah, it's a historic first. And look, it's great because it's a new chapter for Connacht and as well for the festival. So it's going to, of course, increase their reach as well. And, you know, it's nice for the West to be represented, you know.
Yeah, and yours is an interesting career path, isn't it?
Yeah.
You were in the beauty industry. You were in that doing really quite well for quite some time and pivoted then. You say, right, actually, my heart wants to be somewhere else.
Yeah, so many moons ago now, it's not today or yesterday, I sat my...
But it can't be that long ago because you're 31, so, you know, let's not be dramatic.
I sat my leave insert and look, it didn't go according to plan.
Yeah.
I always wanted to work with children, loved beauty therapy, and while I was waiting for results, I found a little booklet that I had done when I was in second class, I think, just for my communion. I said, my name is Cara, I'm 8 years old, when I grow up I want to be a beautician. Now, I knew the leave insert was going to go a little bit astray, so I went and I did beauty therapy first, and I worked in that for 7 years, and then while working part-time, I studied early childhood care and education.
Oh, wow.
And took special needs assistant.
Mm.
So I have level 5, 6, and last year I completed level 7 with St. Angela's in Sligo.
Brilliant. I don't know how you managed to do all that stuff and then sort of become accomplished at the button accordion. I did that in and of itself, I'd go, right, I've done something, that's me out. But I don't know how you juggle all of this talent.
That's a learning curve now, to be honest. My dad is an incredible musician and we're very lucky that he is in the house all the time.
Right.
So he shares his gift of music with students from across Mayo of all ages. And yeah, I'm very lucky to be one of them. So dad is teaching me on what would have been my grandfather's accordion.
Brilliant. That's lovely. And you're also a big fundraiser. Western Alzheimer's. Is there a reason that's so close to you? But it not is. Delving if it's not something you want to talk about?
No, it is. My nana in Banbridge in County Down on my mum's side would have had Alzheimer's for many years. So in 2017, we made the very difficult decision that the nursing home was the best place for her. And I think my way of coping with that as a favourite grandchild was fundraising. So
yeah.
I was just preparing for, I suppose, loss for the last few years. And with Alzheimer's, you really do grieve twice, you know. So I've organised fundraisers that have raised over 33,000 in the last few years.
Well done. That's fantastic. Okay. Ellen Love, thanks so much for calling in. It's been lovely having you in. Cara Ryan, thank you so much as well. And also Alana O'Leary. What's the story, Alana, for Sunday? Is it excitement or do you not even think about that yet? Are you looking forward to maybe the ball and other stuff? Like, I would hate to be dragged up on that stage and do what yous are doing. That's just, you know... Everyone, you know what I mean? So what are you nervous, excited?
No, I think I'm excited. I think it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, so there will be definitely great memories, but it's going to be good fun.
Same for you, Ellen?
Yeah, I think so. It's nice to know that whatever we're nervous about, we're all going through it together.
Yeah, that's true.
So we can share it together.
Brilliant stuff. All right, listen, it's been lovely meeting all three of you. Thank you very much indeed. I can say good morning now to... Anna Sutcliffe, who is the Dublin Mary, sponsored by the Skyline Hotel. Strong Donegal connections there as well. Hi, Anna.
Good morning. How are
you
today?
How are you getting on?
Fantastic, thank you. I lack of voice. It's not from the music sessions in the house. I used to be a tour guide and all this talking has strained it a little bit, but I was delighted to be offered a job in Crawley Distillery yesterday as a German tour guide, like I used to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you actually worked yesterday?
Perhaps tomorrow when we visit the distillery, I'll be given a German tour.
Okay, right.
Like I used to do in Jemison. That's the lack of voice there.
Yeah, you, your connections are widespread. Amigree, is that correct?
That is correct.
Where your strongest Donegal connection is.
It is correct. So my we're not actually blood related, but my dad went to Clotter on the first day when he was 12 and stayed with Biddy Own. I'm now called Biddy Bjog. And never stop going. So they're like family to me, and it's actually so funny. So my cousin is married to Maria, the Edinburgh Mary's aunt. So it's nice that way.
Brilliant.
And then that's why I have Irish as well. And he was adamant that my siblings and I would have Irish.
So you're fluent Irish and you're fluent in German.
Yes, German with a dub accent. I sound very Dublin when I start the German.
Right, okay. And why did you choose German as a language?
I find cultures and languages very interesting. So I really enjoyed learning it in school and continued on in college then and lived in Austria for a year as well.
All right. And you're a very outdoorsy person as well, too, right?
Yeah.
So talk to us about some of the stuff you enjoy doing.
So I really enjoy hiking. So I've completed mountaineering level one and the plan is to eventually volunteer with Mountain Rescue. I live on Achill Island, so I love swimming and things like that. So.
Brilliant. So give something back as well,
exactly,
too, I suppose,
so
to
important.
Use your experience. Yeah,
yeah,
I suppose people, not everyone would realise that to be active in that area, you do have to do the training, of course, to keep yourself and others safe as well. And obviously very familiar with the festival then beforehand, or is it sort of learning as you go to some extent?
You know what? I knew all about it growing up. Cousins of mine have entered, have been successfully, you know, part of the festival, a Little Miss Mary as well. But I think being in it is actually understanding how amazing it is. And we're talking about volunteers, like the whole committee is our volunteers as well. And without them, I think this week wouldn't have happened. So I'm very thankful to them as well.
Ellie Ward's the Dunloe Mary, sponsored by Sweeney's Home Value. Ellie, thanks so much for calling in. How are you keeping?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It's always interesting as the sort of home Mary in inverted commas. I don't know if there's less pressure on you or more pressure on you. Or
I think the pressure's been varied. Like I went into my workplace, the Bridge Inn, on our first day, and I felt like I should have had my blue top on and pulling a few pints. So that was a bit of pressure to try and stay poised in there. But no, the pressure has... The girls have really been good in taking the pressure off me. They all have done their research on Dunloe and they're all great. So yeah, I'm loving it.
I love how Dunloe you are. It talks about you moving your dress from up in the diamond to the... down to the other end of Dunloe, it'd mean more.
I'm well travelled.
Yeah. Did you just carry your bed and jacket and everything with you?
Yeah, it was that close.
You're a competitive person by nature, obviously, because you play sport, so you have to be to play it at the level you've been playing it at. So, playing with Dunloe?
Yes, I'm playing with Anne Clough and Leah. Yes.
And the seniors as well, the Donegal team?
Playing with the minors up until... So I've played from the age of 12 until the age of 18. So I finished my minor campaign in September of 2024. And that was the last time I played with Donegal. But hopefully in a few years, I might be back.
Yeah. Again, like Donegal. I said to one of the earlier people, it's very hard to juggle everything, isn't it?
It
and
is.
You've tasted success too, winning Ulster and All-Ireland titles and what have you as well.
Yeah. Okay. So it's great.
What are you studying?
I'm studying physiotherapy in ATU Donegal, so it's a linked course with Coventry, 2 years in Coventry and 2 years in Coventry and 2 years in Letterkenny. So I have another year to do in Letterkenny, and then I'm off jetting to Coventry.
Yeah, and it's an interesting one for you because you've known you've been the Dunloe Mary since February, so it must feel like this is a long time coming.
Do you know what? I said it the last day, although it has been since February. I feel like February is yesterday. Like, this time has gone so fast. We've been so busy, as the girl said earlier, with so much, like, we've been travelling around Donegal. I went to Crown Anna, our Dublin Mary, and I was travelling around. I think I've been to every event apart from our Tubber event. So, I've been very busy, but it's great.
All right, Anna Gree in the area, because Maria O'Donnell, Edinburgh Mary, that's your strong connection to the county as well, obviously.
Yeah, so originally I'm from Annagrey, but I moved over to Scotland then to do my nursing So I actually have a strong connection to Letterkenny too. This is where I found my passion for nursing.
All right,
I went to Errigal College and I worked in a nursing home here, a local nursing home in Letterkenny for 3 years before I moved to Scotland.
And what's life in, like in Scotland for you?
I love Scotland. I definitely moved to Scotland and fell in love with it. I don't plan to come back just yet. I love Scotland.
And is there similarities to Ireland? Is that it's different, but different enough that it feels like you changed, but maybe similar enough that, you know, you're close to home and you don't necessarily feel terribly homesick all the time?
Yeah, I mean, I've got no family in Scotland, but I've made loads of friends through university. And obviously my sponsor is the Emerald Irish Social Group. They've been really supportive since I've been chosen as the Edinburgh Mary. Mm. But the connection is a deep connection between Scotland and Ireland anyway. And that's probably the highlight that I've had so far, just like living firsthand the connection between both. It's been lovely.
And you're another outdoorsy person, aren't you? Yeah. You like to go out and enjoy nature.
Yeah.
You know, what do you have access to close to where you live?
Oh, there's loads of lovely mountains, yeah. I love hiking, so I do. So there's loads of lovely ones around La Lomond. I've not gone up the highest ones just yet, but we're starting slow. It's lovely. The outdoors in Scotland is amazing.
And you stay fit by boxing as well, so Daniel will need to watch himself on Sunday.
I won't be boxing Daniel now. Boxing's a de-stressor, definitely. For
and that's the sort of in terms of exercising, isn't it? It's the exercise discipline.
I did it in university. I joined a club and it was very good to meet new people and make friends. But it's definitely a de-stressing exercise too.
And what are you hoping to get from this, or have you achieved what you wanted from this whole process, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as a nurse anyway, I would feel that I'd be quite a people's person, but it's been lovely to meet all the girls. Obviously, I've met Niamh originally in Scotland. She's the Glasgow Mary, so it was lovely to meet her. And then we came home together. We were sponsored a flight by Loganair to Donegal Airport from Glasgow. And then we met all the other girls then in Donegal Airport. It was
brilliant
lovely.
Stuff. And Anna, you're enjoying the tour of the various places. It's nice to be carted about the place, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And
I'm treated like royalty.
We are indeed. Yeah. I work with Corinna Nillon, so I'm a development officer for the Donegal and Mayo Islands. So, of course, I was very happy to be out on Arranmore again, even though I had to hide because people I know were coming up thinking I was out there to work. But no, it was fantastic. And we were giving tours around, we were at Schlieve League and everything like that. It's been amazing. Honestly, great way to see the place.
All right, brilliant stuff. And Ellie, what's the highlight for you so far?
I think the highlight for me is finally being able to show the girls around Dunloe. Yeah. Everyone that I've been making connections with the girls over WhatsApp and stuff, but everyone finally being in Dunloe and being able to show them around my hometown has been great. So, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, lovely. Lovely to meet all three of you.
Thank you very much, Grace.
We are going to be joined now by our last three entrants. That was Ellie Ward, by the way, the Dunloe Mary, Anna Sutcliffe, who's representing Dublin, and Maria O'Donnell, who is the Edinburgh Mary. And the festival is ongoing, by the way. We'll bring Alana back in before the end of the show, just to remind us of everything that is coming up over the next wee while. Niamh Wheels, the Gaeltacht Mary. Good morning to you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. What's the crack?
Oh, no crack at all. You see it all.
All right, then. You are from Carrick.
I am, yeah. I'm from Carrick, yeah, not too far away. So,
very good. Okay, yeah. So you feel like you're a home Mary too at some point.
Oh, yeah. It's not so bad, yeah. I'm not too far away from home, so it's great, yeah.
You're another person very passionate about our language, aren't we? Aren't you, sorry?
Yeah, I am, yeah. No, I love the Irish language now. I really enjoyed it in secondary school and I love, like, trying to spread it, especially amongst, like, young people. You know, the language might be dying a wee bit, but I just hope that it keeps going and people just keep speaking it, yeah.
So. Yeah, and it's about speaking it, isn't it? We can't get too fussy about how it's written or where the dots are or the commas. I mean, we need people. Yeah. It has to be alive, and that's through people speaking it, isn't
it? Yeah, people speaking it, singing it. You know, people. I think people just listening to it, they like to listen to it and hear it, and then that's when it spreads more, yeah.
All right, what are you passionate about? What do you love doing?
Oh,
if people asked me that, I'd have no answer. I'd be like,
I have to say I absolutely love Gaelic football. It is just my pride and joy in life, and I've done it since a young age, and just my family as well, very, very heavily involved in football. And yeah, I play for my local team, CLG Neve Clumber, and I just love every minute of it, so I do.
And what's your reflection on the disappointing weekend we had? I mean, as someone who is competitive, right, you probably understand that the players aren't going to come up to Donegal Town waving flags and they're going to feel this very personally, going to be gutted. How long will that take for them to sort of start looking towards the future again, I wonder?
Yeah, no, my heart went out to all the boys. Like, they've done so well all year, and I really thought that they did deserve it. But no, watching the game was a bit emotional, so it was. But I had to hold myself together because we were at Country Sunday and we had to keep the liveliness up. And my heart goes out to them, but they done really well and they should be really proud of themselves.
But I would say the spirits lifted quickly after.
Yeah, it has. No,
you know
has,
what I mean?
Really
you just have to get on with it, don't you?
You, do.
And you can't dwell on these things for too long.
Yeah,
Niamh,
exactly.
Niamh Brown is the Glasgow Mary. Hi, Niamh.
Hello, Greg. How are you
doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent stuff. Sponsored by Grace's Bar in Glasgow. You are involved in human resource management.
Yes, that's right. So I work in HR for White & Mackay. And I think a lot of people traditionally view HR as something that's quite negative. But I'm very lucky I get to be involved with a lot of positive initiatives. And it's actually a very rewarding career.
And Mackay make whiskey.
White & Mackay make whiskey, yeah.
Mackay, sorry.
Yeah.
That's the company you work for?
Yes.
Okay, brilliant stuff. So are you over here on Reckies with the rest of the whiskey-making companies over here now as well?
I was tasting some Crawley whiskey yesterday and tasting the Irish whiskey versus the Scotch.
And what's how aware have you been of the Mary from Dunloe International Festival up until now?
Yeah, so I'm very lucky. I've actually grown up with the festival. My late grandfather, Tony May, he lived in Mulladuff, just outside of Dunloe. So I've yet to miss a festival. I love it.
And he'd be very well known from his time as a bus driver.
Yeah.
It's a very important part of community life, your local bus driver. So I'm sure people have very fond memories of your grandfather, Tony May, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right.
What do you do for fun? You're another competitive soul, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm a runner. I compete for Falkirk Victoria Harriers. And when I was younger, I was 2 times Scottish champion.
Fantastic.
So once in the 1500 metres and once in cross country. And now I do distances anything from 800 to 20 miles. So yet to do a marathon, but never say never.
You're very close to it. as someone who's sort of an individual sports person, have you been chatting to sort of the team players, if you know what I mean? Is there much difference between sort of how you approach things to how they approach things?
There definitely is. I think, you know, being a runner, it is that kind of individual mindset. But this is something that for me has grown my confidence so much, being in a group and just even seeing the girls that play GAA, hearing about all of their stories doing a team sport has been really lovely to hear this week.
It is, because we often think we're complete and then you start meeting loads of other in a very intimate sort of setting and you start thinking, right, actually, well, maybe this isn't that and the other, you know yourself. Right, we have London Mary now and it is Katie Tobin, or Tobin, how do you pronounce your surname? Because there's people do it different ways.
Kate Tobin, yeah.
Kate Tobin. London Mary sponsored by Podtrack. What's Podtrack?
Podtrack is construction the railways.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, okay, very good. I thought they made podcasts because it sounds perfect. For it, Podtracks and all that kind of stuff. What does it mean to you to be the London Mary this year, Kate? Because we also actually probably shouldn't forget that to be selected as a Mary for your area or, for, it's actually really, really significant in and of itself. And this is just the cherry on the cake, so to speak. So what's it been like for you?
It's amazing. I think I have so many Irish connections, but I've actually never really been to Donegal. But my aunt's in Falkara, so she's over the moon with it. And obviously Dad's Tipperary, so he's also very, very happy. But to be fair, I never really heard of Mary of Dunloe before. And it was Tiny, Brendan and Bridie Cunningham as well. So they are very big advocates for Donegal. So, yeah,
you see, in a way, I think you're an advantage, though, because you're at a learning, everything's new and experienced.
Yeah. It's great,
you know what I mean? Whereby there's a bit of familiarity with some of the other girls, right?
Yeah.
But for you, it's all like, okay, right, we're doing... So how has it met your expectations? I can't imagine what expectations you might have had.
I don't really know what I thought this would be, so I came into it very kind of open-minded. But everyone here is so lovely, so chatting to the locals, at the food fair as well. Everyone's just so nice, and I think coming from London, you don't really get that in London, so it's amazing, and all the girls are really, really lovely as well, so it's been amazing. It's great.
All right, brilliant stuff. And you've got that connection with Falkara too, which is nice. It's nice to have something local, isn't it?
Yes.
So the London Irish community, is how active is it now? Is it as active as it once was?
I would say so, but good. I feel like, everyone in London is always kind of together in the pubs or kind of at networking events and stuff like that. And I'm very lucky. I've been to the Irish Embassy a few times, so it's great.
And if anyone is stuck over there, the Irish community very quickly rallies around, doesn't it? Okay, very exciting.
Sure.
Do you know what you're going to be doing on Sunday night?
So we're actually wasn't going to do
no
a talent.
No spoilers, but just in
no,
case.
No, no, no. I wasn't going to do a talent, but at the fair, I found this boy and he's amazing at dancing.
Right.
And I asked him to dance with me and he said, sure, so why not? So I might surprise you with that, but don't have any expectations there.
I was going to say, you've definitely got him pinned down for this year.
I'm going to find him, yeah.
Sounds like it could be.
Surprises.
Yeah,
for sure. We'll see how it goes.
Listen, it's brilliant stuff. It's all very exciting. It's all and what was going to ask you, Niamh, you know, the impact you have on lots of the young girls as well and boys as well, but you know, they're looking up to you. You know, there's a superstars to all of these people as well. That must be a lovely feeling.
It is a lovely feeling, and for me, I remember being a young girl at the festival, and you know, the Marys like were princesses to us, so actually to be a Mary this year, it's just really important to make time for all of the young attendees of the festival.
Yeah, it's because it's really on that. And do you enjoy that, Niamh? The other Niamh. Niamh Brown. Niamh Brown, sorry. Niamh Boyle.
Niamh Boyle, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed representing just especially the area and representing just, for the young ones attending the festival. It really is great. It's a great feeling that when you're waving down at young ones on the stage and they're waving up at you. Yeah, it's nice.
That's lovely. What it is. Okay, well, listen, enjoy every moment. Thank you, all three of you.
Thank you.
It's been lovely having you in on the programme. One of you might make some space for Alana.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Alana, thank you so much, girls. Alana McGlynn is the Mary's coordinator in the Mary from Dunloe International Arts Festival, and it's the same as they always do every single year. Alana, a lovely bunch of ladies.
Oh, they're brilliant bunch of girls. And do you know what? There's so much talent between all of them. Even on the bus yesterday, the guitar was whipped out, there was a flute whipped out, everything, and people were singing on the bus. So it's lovely when you get a lively bunch of girls to work with, and they just bring such a happy atmosphere and a positive atmosphere to everywhere they go. So we're delighted with this group of girls.
So Sunday night's the big night, I suppose, in terms of audience participation. Is it sold out, or might there be some?
No, there are some tickets left.
Because it's a lovely night.
It's a beautiful night.
And it's a full production for TV as well too, so you get a real sense of what that is like, because it's streamed on TG Cowher player as well. So we'll send links out to that just in case you can't find it, but it's very easy found. And of course, you know, we have to mention the man himself, don't we, Daniel O'Donnell, because he makes that night, you know, what it is, because
he's really so
genuinely invested in this whole festival.
Yeah, and he's actually playing in the Bridge Inn tonight as well with Fergal O'Flaherty. So he's brilliant. He's such a good ambassador for West Donegal. And I suppose I'm a bit biased. He's been a neighbour of mine my whole life. So he's a great ambassador. And even with the car now, with the festival car, kindly sponsored by Divers Hyundai, I mean, I had the car all over the county and all over Ireland in the last few weeks. And the amount of people who even stopped me sitting in traffic asked me to put the window down, and they were taking selfies with Daniel saying, is he in the car with you? So it's brilliant. It's really, really nice.
All right. There's so much going on. People need to get onto the website or get a hold of the booklet that's broadly out there. Things kicked off on the 26th of July, but there's an awful lot to come between now and the 4th of August, Alana.
There is so much to come. So there was over 110 events this year altogether. Some of our top things to keep an eye out for is Dominic Kerwin and Barry Kerwin, who are playing in the Waterfront Hotel tomorrow night. The tickets are going really quickly for that, and it's always a fantastic event every year. The Children's Talent Show tonight, that there should be brilliant. There's also loads of other different activities for children. So today there's Children's Art by Nikki. They actually had to put on two different workshops for that. There's circus and performance workshops. There are music workshops. Children's Sports Day then is on tomorrow, the Super Value Fun Day, and that's always an excellent different, like, it's always a day for children
and
to
I think
enjoy.
The traditionally the girls particularly love that one
the
as
girls
well.
Do love that. It is a highlight of the week. We've also got, as we mentioned earlier, the Little Miss, which is happening tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. in the Hall of Moor, and there will be 16 Little Miss Marys picked, one for each of our girls, and then the proper Little Miss Mary who will come on the tour next year, so she'll be the overall one, and the Little Mr. Escort. We've also got then the ever popular and ever growing La Gala, which is taking place on Thursday. That's always a brilliant day, and there's so much life on the main street, lovely music, and the girls will actually be on the main street basically all day, dipping in and out to different sponsors and different establishments. So it's a lovely day, and we even met somebody this morning who said, you know, we haven't seen much of the Marys around Dunloe because they were only really there on Saturday and Sunday. So it's nice then for the girls to go go back into the community.
Of course it is. Well, listen, there's so much. I don't have any more time, unfortunately, Alana. They sent the right person anyway, because you are a great publisher or proponent of all that's going on. Check out the website, maryfrontonlow.ie. I think at this point, lots of people are wondering, what can we do with the kids? Because we're about 3 or 4 weeks into the holidays. There's so much going on in Dunlow. You really need to get over or get out if you're in that area. That's where we have to leave it today from me and the team. Have a great Tuesday. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 9.